Hello, mate.
Hey, buddy. Can you
Hey, how you
give me
doing?
a call back when you're free to chat?
There we are. Let me just move 1 second. How's it going? Did you actually do anything for your birthday the other day?
Yeah, I worked.
You did work. I wasn't sure if you were joking or not.
I wish I was actually. Next year, my aunt's dying of cancer. I've got loads of shit to do with the
Oh,
business.
man.
Not the time to celebrate, you know.
Yeah, well. Right, let me just perk myself in here quietly. Okay, fire away.
Right. So lots of things I have at hand, no doubt, as usual. Yes.
Okay.
I need to ask some difficult questions. Please don't infer from them a plan of action. But basically, what I'm doing, I'm almost finished with the account, which means I'm almost finished with the budget, which means I'm almost finished with the business operating model.
All
My
right.
intention is to define a business operating model that means that the business makes enough money to pay everybody,
Yeah.
but also to provide for corporation tax, VAT, and also, very importantly, bonuses and share options and things like that.
Yeah,
We
sure.
can't just have a business that ticks over. We need a business that's got enough money and provisions in its
Growth.
accounts per
Yeah.
month to provide bonus to key individuals and
Yeah.
also to provide enough money to develop going
Yeah,
forward.
sure.
Now, if we haven't got money to develop, then yes, that's okay, potentially, because we can always basically go out and raise finance. Yes.
Well, yeah, or it's okay temporarily because,
But as long,
but you
but the
do need
point
to do
is, I
it,
have
yeah.
to be able to satisfy the core team. Now, the numbers will come out probably in the next day, 24 to 48 hours is what I'm hopeful for. Yes.
Okay.
And I define that business. What I'm trying to literally just kind of preempt or kind of understand is views from people that I trust
Yeah.
on, and you know, I've done it before, and I do need to do it now because cash flow has been difficult recently. And maybe that is nothing to do with our current performance, but maybe that's to do with the residual layover of all the legal fees and also paying Petner and things like that. Yes.
Sure.
But and if that's the case, wicked. And my numbers will tell me that. But if it's not the case, we obviously can't be running at a deficit month after month. We've got to basically correct that. And that means either cost cutting or revenue growth. We should look to do both of those things. Agreed?
Well, yeah, on the face of it, yeah.
Well, if you're running a business, mate, like if you're running a business, obviously, yeah, you want a job long term. You want to make sure it's secure. You want to make sure there's enough so that the business is growing and doing something positive. It's a no good just going hand to mouth stuff.
exactly.
That's bullshit. Yeah, and
Exactly.
we've survived the legal fights. We've survived this, that, and the other. Now's the time to kind of move forward positively.
Yeah,
Okay.
surely.
So I'm going to. You need to be honest about the answers, and you need to not infer anything from the questions. I'm just trying to get an understanding of stuff that I don't have because I'm not in the office.
Okay.
Okay. Therefore, please be honest,
Yeah, of course.
because if we don't buy, and hence in partnership and coordination in working with people that I trust, such as yourself, if I can't, you know, if I don't have the real facts, then I can't protect the business. And ultimately, even if there are casualties of a new business structure, yes, it's better that there's one or two casualties than 25, because there's families behind your family, mate. God, blah, blah,
Sure.
blah. Okay, so. My decisions, you know, I'm an emotional person. I make most lots of decisions based on emotion. I will always try and do what makes me feel better in my heart than anything else. However, you know, there also has to be, and it may be recruiting more people. I'm not sure. I don't know until the numbers fall out, but I will have them soon. So, but what I do need to understand, because I'm not there, and the reason I'm not being there is because I burnt myself out in 2 years and that wasn't very well, and my strength is returning, and therefore,
Good,
fingers
okay.
inevitably what will happen. But because I haven't been there, I do need to get a feel for how things are working, you know, where the critical fucking points are, what's going well, what's going badly. So I've just spoken to Aubrey similarly on the same subject. I'm
Okay.
meeting Jason on Sunday for the same reason.
Okay.
And I'm asking you because I trust you, your opinion. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess the first question is, how does Alec feel everything is in the office? How do you feel things are going with the business? A lot, good and bad, please.
Well, I'm just keeping my head down, really. Because I'm occupied doing account management and invoicing and technical support, etc. So it's just full on. I've got Aidan, who is handling the easy sales, as it were, retail type clients and stuff like that. So I'm just dealing with corporates that come in.
How is Aiden getting on in terms of doing that job?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's enjoying it. He's doing well. Oftentimes I'm asking him questions, you know, have you done this? Have you done that? And he has already done it. Sometimes he surprised me by doing something before checking with me, and I'm expecting him to check with me on that particular topic. It may be, let's say, you know, crediting a, you know, giving a refund to a user. And when I check it myself, he's done exactly the right thing. So I've never had a situation where he's done something and he really shouldn't have done it. And, you know, he's just doing the right thing. So it's all good.
Is he conscientious, turns up on time, doesn't call in sick, all that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, not of course. I mean, we've had some
No,
challenging answers.
definitely. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Is it helps you?
I mean, I'd just be drowning if I didn't have him, so.
How do you feel Alex is getting on with you and generally in terms of his role?
I just wish that he would be able, you know, to get on with Salesforce integration, actually. You know, we make things so much more efficient for us. But then you've heard me harp on about Salesforce 17 times, so
Why is that not
I don't
happening?
want to bore you.
It doesn't bore me, mate. It doesn't bore me at all. What is the reason that that's not happening?
Getting Salesforce in.
Yeah.
You said not to.
I
Well,
Well, so I laughed
it
then,
was put on the
laughed.
back burner, put it that way then. It was put on the
Well,
back
yeah, that
burner.
was because you were away, then Alex was away, but the idea was to pick it up when we got back. The LSC, I haven't been able to attend the LSC because I've been doing accounts for the last 2 weeks in earnest and blah blah. But you know, and this is one of my concerns is that it shouldn't just rely on me to have to attend the LSC. The whole reason for the LSC was to enable other people to make decisions. Yeah.
Right,
Yeah, when I don't attend it, they're not happening, are they? Let's be honest. Yeah.
okay.
Is what it is. Fine. Okay. So, but I haven't said no to it, mate. I said we were, as far as I was concerned, lots of conversation had about Salesforce. So we were picking it up at the next LSC. Okay.
Okay, cool. That's good then.
Understand. I know your position on it. I don't find it boring at all.
Okay.
I listen to you as very important counsel to me.
Yeah.
The reason I said no back in the day to Salesforce and you know, it was because I felt we didn't have we had only you at the time. That then changed. La la la. So okay, fine. So it remains a key point for you, Salesforce stroke CRM. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, so how, aside from that's what you'd like Alex to be doing, what is Alex doing and how do you feel? How much revenue, how much benefit, positive
Yeah, so
realization is
he's
being,
doing some
in your opinion?
tech support. He's doing tech support as well, with regards to, you know, messages that come in from people if they've got issues, and when they've got issues, on the on talk to, and he picks up on them very quickly. So there are things which I will see in my inbox sometimes, a contact request from someone, and I know that's something that I need to deal with, but actually Alex has dealt with it already as well. So that is certainly a help. I don't know what he's doing with regards to Stuart Pettman, liaising with Stuart and doing business alongside Stuart and the companies that Stuart is meant to be bringing on board. That seems to have gone a bit quiet. But apart from that, he is certainly doing stuff with IPC, so you know, the turret work, which is going to be really, really big for us to get into banks and the like without the firewall issues that we have at the moment.
Okay. What revenue is he driving?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Well, not really.
So, Alec,
Not
you know,
like an exact figure because I don't have that
no,
CRM, right? But
figure. I'm asking you see all the revenue that goes through the business, mate, don't you?
yeah, so there's
Let me
one account that I'm aware of, which
yes
is
and no with
Fixie.
revenue. That's the truth, right?
SPAP is the account that he and Stuart are looking after, as it were. So clients that those two bring in go into the SPAP department, and that's Fixie PLC at the moment.
And then they argue about the cut, right?
And then they do the cut themselves, yeah.
And then they argue about the cut, right?
Yeah, they organise the cut between themselves. Whether they argue about it or not, I don't know because I'm not prone to those discussions.
But then when the numbers go through, do you see them?
Yeah, so when they, you know, as and
If
when
I
they
have to write,
create.
if I need to ask somebody for a synopsis of sales this month, every
Yeah,
month,
yeah.
I ask you, don't I? Let's be honest.
Yeah, sure. Sure, so it's fixy at the moment, but I don't know exactly what they're working on, you know, as far as there could be some other stuff just around the corner.
Often is Alex in the office?
He's in Monday to Thursday.
What time does he get in on Monday? What time does he leave on Thursday? Come on, pet.
Probably 9:30 to 10 o'clock is arrival on Tuesday, because that's the day.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Monday, because that's the day he comes down on the train.
Yeah, that's good. I have no issue with that. That's a good time. On, pups.
And then he's in often when I arrive, so in before 8:30, and then leaves, I don't know, 5:36, something like that.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday, I thought about it. We're probably closer to 5:30,
Okay, so
possibly
that's okay.
five.
But ultimately, he's doing pretty good hours, right?
He's always there. Yeah,
Okay. Why is he helping with tech support?
because he sees a question that he knows he can answer, so he does it.
But is there a question that you or Aiden could answer? Well, yes to
Yeah,
you, but you have a lot on
we
your
could,
plate.
but I mean, look, it's not like he's sort of stepping in. He's stepping in where he's not wanted. You know, if I'm doing billings or something, and Aidan's on the phone dealing with somebody, he'll step in and answer it straight away. And it is
How do you
good.
feel he is as part of the team generally?
I definitely class him as part of the team. I definitely consider him as part of the team.
You feel Ruth's getting on?
Ruth, very well, very impressed with her. Very impressed with her. She's asking the right sort of questions. She's coming up with ideas as well.
Right, so here, I'm going to do this. This is a harsh question, yes?
Yeah.
And please, again, don't infer anything by it. I'm just trying to. I have got to work the numbers to the benefits of the business. And my only target, as it's always been, is to do what's best for the business, right?
Of course.
Right. So you have to rank. So now we have to make cost cuts. Let's say that's an example. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can include anybody you want, except for people on the desk. Yeah. So basically, anybody from. So I'll put in the pool. Me, Aubrey. You, Aiden, Ruth, Alex. I missed anyone? Karen Daly. No, I'm serious. I'd say. So now you've got to say, right, here's your token number one, Alex. Yeah. Who's the first person who you're going to save? I assume it'll be you because, and it should be you because. You have
Oh,
all
right, I'm
kinds
with
of
you.
family and care on you, and there's no time for martyrdom. And if this was the scenario, and please, please understand what I'm saying. This is not. It may be that we need to recruit more people. Okay, so bear that in mind. But what I'm trying to understand is if that's not the case, and we have to do some difficult decisions, then we have to do what's right for the business to protect the people that have been there for a long time and deserve to be rewarded and remunerated and protected. That's the reality, okay? So your first ticket should be you.
First.
Your second.
I'm good.
So
I'm with
now
you.
I want your second ticket.
Ah, okay.
I will never repeat this, by the way. You have my confidence on it. And I assume the same, by the way, asking these questions, they're obviously sensitive.
Let me think.
So basically, look at it this way, yeah? George and Alec have a business because it's not really that different. There's some people like you can name other people, so like Jason, for example, Lindsay, for example, whatever, right? But the reality of this business, yes, provides you a good income, provides you with a lot of self-autonomy, provides you with a lot of trust, provides you with a role I think you enjoy, albeit I'm sure it's
Sure,
not perfect,
of course.
but ultimately, and I think you know that you're respected and that your input and view and loyalty over the years is hugely appreciated,
Yeah.
right? So that's quite a rare. You're how old? 50?
Yeah, 51, mate.
Okay, so quite a nice position, mate, for you, if I'm honest,
Yeah.
right? No, I don't mean that. So I'm not being facetious. I honestly do, and you deserve it, and you deserve it because you have consistently, and not just with me. The years gone by when you were with Matt and Ranbir and so on, where he would scream at you and all those kind of things, yeah. You
Yeah.
have been a very straight guy, very loyal,
Yeah.
and at times very loyal to me,
Yeah, of
but
course.
not blindly. Like you
Yeah.
were upset to me at times, like about Matt Sylvester. You proposed bringing Matt back in because you thought we'd been unfair to him, as an
Yeah.
example, yeah.
Yeah.
And I respect you for that. You know, like, you're not a yes man. You don't just go yes, George, yes, sir. And if you were a yes man, you lose 50% of your value. You understand
Yeah,
that?
of course. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
I get it. Yeah.
The reason I make three calls and one of them is you about these sort of things, there's a reason for that, right?
Yeah.
I hope you know this, that I'm a good, I've made lots of mistakes. I don't get everything right. I do things wrong, blah, blah, blah. But I think you know that I have a good heart and that ultimately I
Yeah.
guess, well, I think that, right? I think, I hope you know, if anything you know about me, I hope you know
Of
that.
course.
Yes.
Of course.
And therefore, I seek your counsel, and therefore, I need you to be honest. If you repeat the contents, for example, of this conversation, it would probably have a negative effect on morale because people would
Yeah,
think,
of course it would.
why
Yeah,
is he asking about this and that?
yeah.
I'm
Yeah,
not
exactly.
asking
Yeah,
it
yeah.
to make sense. I'm asking it because I am not in the office, and therefore, I have to ask people that I think I can trust for their opinions to
Yeah.
understand the intricacies of what's happening day to day, of the value people are creating, and so on. And
Yeah.
I fail to do what I will fail to do if I don't protect the people at the core. So let's just say we are going to go bust in a week. Let's just say, hypothetical scenario. We're going to go bust in
Blimey.
a week unless, no, we're not. But I'm
Okay,
just,
sorry.
no, I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to illustrate that if we're going to go bust in a week,
Yeah, right.
I have a major cost cutting exercise. I'm
Yeah.
like, right, who's your first token? Your first token is you. Yes?
Yeah.
My first token is me, but actually, I'm willing to work for nothing if I believe that the business is growing. Because I
Right.
don't necessarily need that money day. Like, you need your salary, and you're shit with money, by the way, Alec. I love you, but you are.
I
But because you're, I imagine it's because you're too generous to the people around you.
You
That's what I
think?
honestly believe. Well, you probably are. Would you agree with me?
No,
Your
I don't think I'm
family,
too
your
generous.
partner. Ah, fuck off, you are, mate. You
Yeah.
are too generous. Otherwise, you'd have money. Like, you earn enough money to save money, mate. And yet, at the end of every month, you're like, I need to get paid. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, I seek your counsel, I ask your counsel, I trust you implicitly, and I trust you implicitly beyond, like, not just because I think you'll always be 100% behind me, which I think you would always try to be. I think you would always try and honour your
Yeah.
friendship with me, but I also think that you are a very straight guy and that you would also. So if you believe that George had stolen £1 million from the company, I think you would not support me. And
Right.
do you think I think you should? No, you
No,
shouldn't.
of course not.
Shouldn't
No.
support me. Do you
Yeah.
see what I mean?
Yeah, we wouldn't be having this sort of conversation, would we? So.
Oh, maybe. I may be fucking trying to bullshit you. I haven't stolen anything from the company, but whatever. In fact, I've recently been putting money back into the company because of cash flow. But
Okay,
whatever.
cool.
So what I'm trying to ask is, I need to understand, and I don't want any negative morale to be implied from this because it could be the other way. So I'm going to ask two questions, actually. One is, I need your tokens in order of what you believe is essential for the business. Yeah. Bearing in mind, if we don't protect this business, you don't get to enjoy the life that you have, and hopefully much more than that going forward. On the flip side, I'm going to ask you to say, where do you think we could recruit, or where do you think, or redirect resources we currently have to do better? So, one example, which is very clear, is you believe that maybe aligning some of Alex's time to do CRM would be beneficial for the business. You agree with that statement?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so there's a case in point. So I will. So let's do the first bit first, right? Give me your list of the people I've said, yes, in terms of token. Like, if you had to lose people, in what order would you lose them? And I'm not asking, by the way, you to give it from your point of view of your job,
Yeah.
right? I'm asking you to do it as in what is best for the business, such if we were in that situation that we needed to take those decisions, would enable the business to stand firm, hold its ground, and then rebuild again next month, e.g. Yeah. So try not to put your own wants. So, for example, you might go, well, of course, I want Aidan because he fucking makes my life easier. But does Aidan provide more value to the business than Alex, or than Aubrey, or than roof? I don't know. So, you see what I'm saying?
I think I'm with you.
So I
Okay,
know.
so this is out of my
So now I'm
department, right?
finishing off, and it's over to you.
This is out of my department.
This is out of everybody that doesn't work on the desk.
Okay, so IT as well? Okay. Mind you,
Everybody
they're
that doesn't work
still.
on it. Not a very nice
No, it's
question.
not, is it?
Not a very easy question, but it's a question that I have to face up to, and I'm not in the office, so I'm asking you to give me input on my mother's life, the life of my niece and nephew. This conversation will never be repeated, by the way.
Yeah, okay. So, I would say, if I had to lose somebody, the first person I would pick would be Alex. Purely because it's not to do with,
You don't need to justify your opinions, Mike.
well, I don't know. I
We all
think you
know
should. I
that.
think one should always be able to justify the reasoning. So it purely because I could afford more easily afford him not to be here than any of the other people, because all of the other people are already contributing more currently than him. Of course, my
So who would
preference
pick
would
up
be to
IT if I
reassign him to other
would pick
stuff.
up who would pick up
But if the
IT then?
sorry.
Who would pick up IPC?
Well, that's the thing. Who would pick up on that? I guess there are other people working with IPC. Jace is working with IPC, but of course, from a technical standpoint, Yogesh, I believe, is as well from a sort of Bank of England perspective. So there are still feelers in there that could keep that going. But so I'm just thinking that, day by day, what Ruth is doing, what Aidan is doing, what Aubrey's doing, what I'm doing, it's more intense, and you would really feel it if any one of them was to go. So Alex would have to be my first would have to be my first choice if I was, have to do that.
Thank you for your honesty, and that's exactly what I need to hear.
Okay.
Carry on.
It's between Aidan and Ruth. Oh, yeah. It would have to be Ruth, I suppose. It would have to be Ruth. But she's bringing such she's really a breath of fresh air and helping a lot. We can do a lot with her. But
How do you
again,
feel she is?
if this was to, like, tomorrow, as you say, then it would have to be Ruth, because she's, most recently been here and not yet. Again, easiest to lose, because you just go back to the way you were 2 weeks ago, sort of thing.
Is Ruth seem like a great recruitment, by the way?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really
Is
impressed
she
with her.
bringing? Is she
Really
bringing
impressed with
a lot?
her.
Is she bringing a lot of that? You just said breath of fresh air, and I can be
Yeah.
honest with you, the other people I've sought counsel from, they've said a similar thing,
Oh,
and
okay, cool.
I feel part of that. So right, if you go back to back in the day, like I'll be honest with you, I actually loved Sarah very much because I just did. I got on with her very well. I also thought a lot of Anita. The only reason that they lost their jobs, mate, and let's be very clear about this, is because of Raj Dahal and Shant Mavesi and stealing stuff from the company and us, and I was unable to know who I could trust.
Right.
I actually never wanted to lose them. Do
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So,
yeah,
and I definitely, I mean, like, certainly to lose both of them would have been nuts, right? Like, why would I do that? Like, they understood the business. Even if I said, right, we can't have both of them, we've got to have one, I mean, that would have been what I wanted. But the problem was, because of what Raj did, he put everybody that he hung out with in that bowl of. They might be stealing everything and giving it back to Sonny and Life School. Horrible situation, yeah. But you know that's why those decisions were made, don't you? And by the way, we never fucked any of them over, like, as an example, Anita, you know, she got paid 9 grand. Like, same, even with Nikki, right? Nikki was due £1,200. She got 7 grand payoff. We have gone above and beyond to do the right thing. People will never ever thank me for it. And you'll probably never hear a word of George has done the right thing or whatever. But I promise you, between you and me, mate, I have always. And, you know, we've honored those things and they've gone on to do those jobs and blah, blah. But
It
do you
is
know what I mean?
important. It is important to do the right thing, of course it is. So,
Right.
so yeah.
But then obviously, I guess the next one would be Aiden, if you're saying it was hard between Aiden and Ruth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I noticed you haven't mentioned people, you haven't mentioned Aubrey, you haven't mentioned what's the young boy who comes in with the help to IT?
Archie.
Yeah.
Well, just because I think that Archie's helping Jace more, and then he's also helping me from he's more accessible to me for assisting
But you find
clients from
him
a
being in the office 3 days a week is a massive help.
It's definitely helping when he's in the office, because I can just ask him to make some changes on the database and he can do it just there on the fly, and that changes the customer experience. If they're having issues logging in, for example, they can then log in.
I'm going to make a
It's
statement.
often it's difficult to get hold of Jace, for example,
I'm about to
because
make a
you know
statement. I think, and
because
I
he's
want you to
busy
tell me
doing other
whether you.
stuff. So
Yeah, well, he ain't doing. I don't think he is doing other stuff, if you're honest with you. So
really?
basically, no, and that's not in a nasty way. Jason and I are meeting on Sunday face to face to discuss a number of things. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to make a statement. Do you think Jason is disengaged, unavailable, not pulling his weight, not doing what he should more than he has in the past right now? My view and my answer to that statement is yes.
Right. I haven't noticed a change, I have to say. It's
Okay.
been that, you know, he's been no more distant recently than he's been ever since we've been here. So, but I know he's busy on,
What
because
about
he's
when
busy doing stuff for you, isn't he?
he was working for Matt and Ranbir?
When with Matt Ranveer, he was more easily accessible. But I don't know. I've just assumed he's been doing stuff with you for you.
Well, he hasn't.
Oh, right. Oh, I don't know then. Perhaps he's just coding on the website and doing maintenance stuff, I suppose. I don't know.
Don't worry, I'm seeing Jason on Sunday. Jason actually agrees with everything I'm saying. By the way, I've already had a conversation with him. Jason and I are fine.
Good.
Aubrey mentioned me today. He's like, oh, I think we can fall out with Jason. Jason and I have had some difficulties, la la. We've disagreed on various things. I'm not particularly happy with his involvement and progression of things that you allude to. So there are things on Jason's agenda that I want him to do, but I've asked him 3 months ago to do and they haven't happened. There are reasons for that. Jason has been paid a very low salary for quite a period of time, and I think he wants that addressed, and I agree it should be. We're fine. We're going to work our stuff through. We're going to basically try and redefine how the working relationships work, blah, blah, going forward. But there has been a bit of a drop off, I think. But I'm actually pleased by what you've just said, as in it not being a huge change, as in, so that says to me, okay, maybe he's not driving stuff forward enough, but ultimately, day to day, he's still fixing problems if they're needed. Yes.
Surely, yeah.
Which is pretty critical to the business. Okay, good. So that's, in a way, I'm aware of the some of the challenges between Jason and I on terms of like strategic projects that we want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing's insurmountable, right?
No, and I think that we're going to sort that. So I'm not worried about that. What I'm pleased to hear is that at least he's still there, even if he's not there immediately, blah blah, because he's always been in how he is, a bit of a fucking, you know, sit in a room, work from 9 at night until 4 in the morning sort of thing. That's kind of how he is. But at least you're saying that he's still effectively answering calls and solving the issues. And I'm very, very, very pleased to hear that. Like, really, honestly. That's good. And you feel that Archie is a big support to the room and tech and stuff, just
Yeah,
being
so
there.
he's because he stepped in where because Evgeny was doing that before, and he stepped in where Evgeny used to do, you know,
I
client
think between you
support.
and I, mate, we lost Evgeny because he was tight with Laura and Laura left, and you know, he was influenced by Laura's opinions on things.
He was tight with Laura.
Evgeny and Laura were good friends,
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's what, right. I'm not there, so I don't know, but that's what I'm told from, like, Jason had that view, and he was like, but I also think there was a degree of Jason struggles to give the time Evgeny wanted to grow and develop, and things like that. But that's fine. Okay, so you're basically saying Archie and Jason pretty valuable. Okay. And I noticed, so you haven't mentioned, well, me, you don't really have a clue what I do day to day, so hard, but you can put me at the bottom of the list, I'll accept that's fine.
You're first to go, mate.
So that's that, whatever. It's hard for you to comment on me. But then we've got, so who's left? Aubrey. How do you feel Aubrey's getting on? How do you feel his influence in the offices? I mean, we all know Aubrey's an awesome guy. Yeah, like
Of
he is.
course. Yeah.
Lovely guy, big heart, blah, blah, blah. How do you feel he is in the office? How do you feel he's feeling? How do you think, blah, blah?
I think he's keeping the ship afloat. Actually, he's keeping him morale on the desk as high as possible. He understands them. He, because he's got the markets background. He understands me and what, when I'm asking for stuff, he understands why, because I want to make that customer journey and
So it sounds
experience
like he's the
better.
end. Sounds like Aubrey's the end of this list.
Yeah, he's right below me, I would say.
Right, you'll save yourself first because you're family, and then
Well,
next person you'll save is no, but
no,
that's
I'm
true.
saving myself first because I'm juggling such a lot, right? With tech support, billings, invoicing, and
Have you've always said to me,
customer management,
honestly,
sorry.
you've said it's not. Look, we haven't fixed a couple of things, right? We haven't fixed that if you die, yeah, which is possible because I have got some hits out on you at the moment.
All right, okay.
But like,
Unwise.
if you die, yeah,
Yeah.
do we have a solution for you? Like, we've never had one, and you've said to me it's wrong we rely on you, yeah?
Absolutely, it is wrong where
So you
you
die.
shouldn't rely on anybody.
Okay, so, but are we are, aren't we?
Where you are still at the moment, yeah.
Okay, so who's the closest to being in a position to replace you? No one.
Well, no, who's the closest but to be in a position to replace me? Aubrey, yeah, Aubrey. Because at the end of the day, you can get, a bookkeeper type person to deal with the billings shit. It's that client face-to-face client interaction. Aubrey would be the best person to do that, to demo the service to people, to, push the sales
So
forward.
if you've got cancer, yeah, and you're going to die, you're going to die in 6 months, yeah,
Yeah, I if
but
I if
agreement
I
between me and you or in your thing that basically the company agrees to pay a pension or it has an insurance scheme that means that if anything happened to you, your family gets paid, yeah, by the company, as long as the company exists, yeah, it will
Yeah.
then your family is entitled to, let's say, 10% of revenue as a dividend, yeah. So even though you're going to die, you still care about the future of the company. Yes. Given that's the case, you are basically saying, Aubrey, you would advise me. You've just been given your term. This is a terrible conversation, but you get the point I'm trying
Yeah.
to make. You've been given terminal diagnosis. You would advise me and say, please, mate, you must keep Aubrey. He's essential to the business running forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's the end of the list, isn't it?
Yep.
How do you feel? So now, next question is
God.
recruitment. Recruit. If we got an investment of 1 million quid or 500,000 quid or something, yeah, what would you spend that money on? Off desk analyst stuff.
Off what, sorry?
Off
Off
the
the
desk.
analyst
Yeah.
desk.
So I'm asking. I'm not asking you to comment on what goes on the desk. I'm asking you to comment on everything but the desk. So, right, Alec, hi. We've just got 500,000 provisional agreement. They want to know what we're going to spend it on. I want to hear your ideas because I've got to send them a presentation, do a presentation next week. What do you think we should be saying that 500,000 will be spent on to grow the business so that we spend 500,000 and then we realise 3 million or whatever, right?
Then,
CRM, let's assume that's on the list. Thank you. Done.
Okay, so not the door, not the desk,
Not the
you
desk, yeah.
say. And does that mean not the product then? Do you
No, it
mean
includes the product.
includes the product? So
Because I don't
we
believe the product, I don't believe that the debt,
there are
assume the
three.
desk just delivers what it delivers.
Right, so
Yeah?
there are three avenues, right?
Right, good.
There are
Okay.
three
But,
avenues. The
and this
one
will be
is,
largely driven, I guess, by the feedback you are hearing from clients.
yeah, so there's product development, service development and improvement. There's sales development and there's support development. And those should all be invested in at the same time, in parallel.
Okay, so
So
there's a
as
lovely
far as,
pipe. What does that mean in
yes,
terms of
so
practical actions?
as far as the sales development is concerned, you know already that making that more efficient with CRM, etc. Hiring
What about
more salespeople as well.
Okay, so hang on a second. Give me my
Yeah.
dues. We have brought another salesperson in. Yeah?
Yeah.
We have. I brought Alex in. Yes?
Yeah,
Agree with me?
yeah,
Agree with me on
yeah.
the act. Let me finish. Agree with me on the point that I brought someone in.
Yeah.
Yes. I also have had a relationship with Stuart that was supposed to realize sales. Yeah.
Yeah.
And forget person. I'm not interested in personal views and like, trust and the failings of people and all that stuff. I mean, I am interested in it, but ultimately, we as a business, if you think about it, over the last 6 months, I have tried to grow sales. And how have I done that? I've done that because I made an agreement with much angst and difficulty and so on to make everything that was going on with Stuart legally also result in the ability to have some input from a sales point of view. Yes, as
Yeah.
in he should close sales. He's made a million excuses for why that hasn't happened, albeit it sounds like there's a few things that have happened. I brought Alex in to try and coordinate that difficult relationship with Stuart and also with yourself. Like my view was that the idea was with bringing Alex in originally was. And I said to Alex at the time, this is like 12 months ago, sit next to Stuart, he's your golden ticket. He will have all of LiveSport's clients, he'll have all these clients, he'll have these networks, like you know nothing about the market, he can teach you all about that, right? Bear in mind, he's sometimes a difficult man to deal with. You have that's your job. You have to manage that relationship and you have to bring the best out of him. That was part of his remit, yes. That sort of worked initially. They went out to Cyprus, did these things, got these things, things were moving forward, blah, 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 blah. Then we ended up in a position, and I think it ends up something like this. Stuart felt that he couldn't sell to his clients because he felt our product was inferior. Yeah, as
Really?
in,
Okay.
no, but let me explain why he thinks our product's inferior. He thinks our product's inferior, and I think this is a shared view, by the way, by a number of people, that, well, basically, we're slower than our competition, i.e., LiveScore, GuideTC, Trade the News, Benzinga. Why? Because we don't steal Bloomberg. That's pretty much that has had, well, it's had a material effect, I think. Brad's numbers are down. I think Brad's community is very much prop based, and therefore that's had a massive effect. I think our revenue has been maintained because we have managed to continue to collect clients off the back of the name. And because of the work that you do, that's what I honestly believe. However, we correct me if I'm wrong on this, I'm happy to be challenged and criticized. I do feel perhaps we are picking up more and more singles based off the name and more smaller clients than the big jobs. I
Sure.
also think we are not going out and selling proactively to
Yeah,
people.
yeah.
I also think we haven't nailed the white label stuff. I also think la la. So I have views on both sides. Yeah. So that was why Alex came in. Then we had obviously the John Economy situation through Stuart. We had Stuart's opening doors through whatever. So we can choose if we want to fix the, I understand the reasons why we can say, look, how put RoundSquawk next to LiveSquawk. Yes, we've got better analysts, but they steal Bloomberg. So it's like they're playing on steroids and we're. Like they're coming to the fight with guns, we're turning up with pens and pencils. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So I can potentially accept that view, la la la. What I'm upset about is that, I am upset about the breakdown in relationship between Alex and Stuart because, yes, Stuart is a difficult person and so on, but also he does know a lot of people in the industry. He does understand the industry. I mean, like, for example, comparing to me, comparing to Alex, he understands the industry way, way more than we do. Yeah. A lot of the stuff they did at LiveSquawk, a lot of the central bank stuff and so on, you know, he's been instrumental for that and he was a big part of it. He may not have been the people that delivered it, as in, you know, I think, you know, for example, Nikki, yeah, and Nikki had to go because of personal relationships, but Nikki was a very much a doer, as in she didn't really need to understand what the situation was, but if you said, look, do this, she would get off her arse and do it and implement it and make it happen. And I feel we are missing that a bit at the company at the moment, as in people that actually get their fucking hands dirty and make stuff happen, particularly in the areas that you've just talked about: product development, service development, sales development, support development, yeah, and
So,
particularly product development. Okay, so just give me another 5 seconds and I'll shut up.
that's
So
fine.
basically, I take all those views, blah, blah, blah. My question is, what is, yeah, so I guess I come then to you and say, what do you think about that? What is your view?
Ruth is definitely a doer. She's a go-getter doer. She, as I say, she asks pertinent and sometimes, you know, tricky
How old is
questions
Ruth?
in a. How old? I don't know. I've not seen her CV, but I would guess early mid to mid 20s
She attractive?
to some people. She's got a boyfriend, so she's attractive to someone. She's a lovely girl. She's very nice.
That's not what I asked, mate.
What do you want to know?
Is she attractive? Does she walk into a meeting and people go, fuck, I'll just take this card just so I can see her again? No, is
Well,
the
it
answer.
depends on the, it
No,
depends on what you like.
fuck off.
I
No,
haven't thought that, put it that
okay, fine, cool.
way. So anyway,
Not being a dick, but
but
these things can happen.
So you mentioned, you know, about the different avenues. So you know, I do feel strongly that we need we really could do with a full-time customer support person.
What do you mean by customer support?
Someone who deals with client issues. So they could be used for both training as well as you know, frontline support when people have you know, just basically manning the talk to chat when people say, oh, you know, I can't get the audio working.
So who's
Someone
picking that
else.
up at the moment? It sounds like it's you, Aidan, and Alex.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do it. Well, not don't want to do it.
Well,
So
look,
basically, while
mate,
that, you
I
are
do
still
it because I
you are
can,
still
and
service
now
wise,
I
you
do it because
the
I can.
software where you could have like the laser pointing on the screen, yes?
Exactly,
That
yeah.
was part to be able to basically be better at this service, wasn't it?
Exactly. But you know, and it works well. But you know, what I'm suggesting is that we have support staff who do that to allow the salespeople to spend their time selling, not doing the support.
So why can't Aidan do that? Because you've got to understand, right? We're not Facebook. Like we, you know, we haven't got a £1 billion budget. We've got to use the resources we've got, and we've got to make people do these jobs, right? So back in the day, you used to have Sarah sitting there, yeah, doing Talking Forex or whatever. She could have done that role or whatever potentially, and
Not
yet
really.
on a Friday or a Thursday or a Wednesday, you'd see her watching EastEnders for 2 hours.
Oh, I didn't ever see her watching EastEnders,
Well, I
but
did. Because I directly did.
okay.
So, and I love Sarah. Like Sarah to me was, she was awesome. Like she was always the person that would be like, oh, can I get you some lunch? Like on a personal level, my relationship with Sarah, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like I felt very fond of Sarah, very, very fond of her. And I would have always gone above and beyond to help her because, well, because I liked her. I know I shouldn't do that, but that's reality. Like I did, you know. I think you did as well, mate. You know, like she had her failings, she'd ring in sick sometimes, but she just, you know, she was heart gold. She wasn't, she was just a straightforward, decent person. She wasn't malicious. Do you know what I mean? So
Sure.
the point being is, you know, how do we, and part of what I'm looking to do, if needs be, and depending on how the numbers work out, is yes, recruit people, maybe worst case scenario, let people go, whatever. But I need to allocate roles that are critical. And so, for example, what I'm asking you, and this is a brilliant conversation, by the way.
Good.
So, for example, you think we need customer support, right? So, great. So, let's just say, right, we've got a budget for good customer support. We're going to go and fucking, let's go and recruit somebody. If we haven't got a budget for customer support, then that needs to become a key role for somebody. And that may be, let's say, Aiden or Ruth. Or 50-50, You see what I'm saying? And you may go, oh, but they're busy with this. We can't go, oh, but they're busy with this,
Well, they're
because we're
doing it already.
small, but we're a small company and we've got
They
a
so
huge
they
job.
look, they're doing it well. Alex and Aidan and me, we're all doing that. We're all performing that customer support oriented task, as you know.
So if you were to use your current resources to restructure it, yeah, as in redefine roles, and this
But
is your
if three
role.
people are doing it, then you've got room there for one person to be doing that full time.
Okay, so there you go. There's a case in point, right? Now let's just backflash, and I'll challenge you and say, back in the day, the business had the same revenue, yeah, and it had you and your daughter. Yes.
Right,
That's true, right? So why do I now need more people?
because
My revenue isn't up.
we've got more private investor oriented clients.
I.e. smaller entities.
Yeah, smaller entities, but a larger number of them,
So
and they're the ones that need their hands held the most.
my response to that is a very valid and good point. That's the truth. That is the that is probably the only answer you could have given me, yeah, that would make me go, well, yes, well, maybe we need more people. And if you're my honest answer, I wish we didn't have more smaller clients. I wish we had more bigger clients. But I can also tell you this: we didn't have a fucking company, mate, and we wouldn't be surviving and moving forward as we have done against all these legals and all these challenges and everything if we hadn't got those clients. So as much as I'd like to have Goldman Sachs times 50, yeah, and I haven't, I've got John Smith with three people, and therefore I've got more customer support requirement, yeah. Well, I got to set that up, man. That's how. So the answer you just gave me, excellent, thank you.
It's all right. So yeah, and then so then so there's yeah support, there's sales, and then there's also so product support and product improvement, which is really what we're all we've got there on the radar vis-a-vis the IPC turret. And then well, there I know there have been talk there's been talk in the past about Bitcoin channel or whatever it may be,
Okay, so we
and
just got another,
just
just
general
got half a
product
million
support. we've got
yesterday,
we've
and
got
they
to
will only spend
increase.
their money on their investment on product development. Yeah, they won't do it for, they won't be doing, they're not interested in sales support, they're not interested in more salespeople, anything. Yes, the only thing they care about, and it's their money, and they basically say the only money we will put in is to drive product development. Yes,
So you've got to get rid of the
what
flash
so what
stuff, you know.
so what is product development on your radar?
The most important thing is to get rid of flash. You've got to get rid of the flash thing. That's finishing in
You say that, but yet
next year.
every fucking website I go on, yeah, nothing, to, not necessarily to do with work, yeah. So I'm going to say something a bit out there, but I honestly believe we can learn a lot from the porn industry, right? The reason for that is because they have an inordinate, probably more hits, more visits, more than anybody else in the world. They own a huge amount of money. They have a structure behind. So basically, I don't know how much porn you watch, but basically, I've been looking
I
into it a
was
lot.
about to ask you how much research have you been doing?
A lot, but not, I swear to God, this is not about me watching porn, because I've been watching like documentaries on it a lot, right? The company is called MindCheck or MindCheek or something, right? It's owned by some like two or three people. Ultimately, every porn site, so they're, forgive me for, it sounds like I'm an absolute pornaholic, right? I barely have time to have a wank these days, mate. But basically, the reality is this company owns Pornhub, Xvideos, RedTube, XTube, 8Tube, and then a bunch of other things that I can't remember. Yeah. They also own a paying porn site such as Brazzers and so on like that. Now, if you, I joined Brazzers recently, paid for it myself. Yeah. It's fucking ingenious. When you go on to it, yeah, I'll give you the login, right? Enjoy yourself on Saturday. But I'm like, jokes aside, I'm very, very serious about this. I'm not, this isn't about George, I'm the wank or anywhere. I'm fucking serious that their business model, yeah, is exceptional. They own all of these businesses under different businesses across the world, yeah, but they are almost invisible, yeah, which is great for us in terms of some of the challenges we face with copyright, yeah. The other thing is they own like loads of different products, so you wouldn't know. I only know this because I've fucking been researching to the Wazoo, but you wouldn't know where, you know, you might go and sign up to Pornhub, or and then you might go and sign up to Brazzers, or you might go and sign up to XTube or whatever, yeah. You don't know, but they're all owned by the same fucking people, right?
Right,
It's all the
okay.
same company. But very hard, I know, I would argue, I don't know, maybe 0.2%, point as in 0.2%, probably not even that, mate, probably more like 0.01%, probably, of people that visit those sites have any idea that they're owned by the same people, yeah?
Right.
Now, when you go onto those sites, right, you've always got the free stuff, blah, blah, blah. And what they do is obviously they give you poor quality stuff, yeah, on the free services, and it's not HD and blah, 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 yeah. When you go to a paid service, like which they have a paid service called Brazzers or whatever, and a number of other things, but when you sign up, and I've saved all the fucking customer journey, so I've joined and I've screenshot all the customer journey these people go through. It's fucking genius, mate. You basically you join up, you think you're joining the best, and if you go online and go, what's the best, do it, go online, go, what's the best fucking, you know, porn service, and you sign up and go, oh, Brazzers is the best. You join up, it basically, no doubt they fucking spent loads of money on people signing in forums and blah blah to make sure that they are the best, and basically you sign up to Brazzers and you're like, yeah, great, I've got this great service. As you join it and go, right, do you want to pay £1 more for the VIP service? You're like, fuck me, yeah, if it's on offer, £1 for the VIP. Fuck me, that's like cheaper shit. I must get awesome shit in VIP. When you sign up for VIP, you literally just get, it's almost fuck all. It's like, you think, you know, but it's like the mentality of a person. VIP for £1. Yeah, fuck me, yes. You join VIP and maybe you get like one more video or whatever. Then when you join, yeah, so you join this service and you get Brazzers, and effectively Brazzers provides you with missionary, very, very high quality porn in terms of HD. But it's all like missionary to want man and woman, blah blah. So then, because men or whatever, or the world is the world, you know, we all have our, you know, everyone has their fucking preferences. So it might be they've, so effectively they've joined, let's say in our world, they would have joined, let's say, bog standard all asset services. Now Wicked, they're happy with that, they're doing it, and they're not complaining about what they've got, because actually fair enough, they've got a great service. But then they sign up for VIP. What does the VIP mean? Oh, that just means that they get the ECB free, for example. Or not even that, mate. It might just be you get customer support free. Yeah, something like that. Right? Then, and then every time you go on, the way they structure it all, it's like, why not join this channel? Here's another promotion. Here's that. And that is how they sell, yeah, online. Their marketing is brilliant. Their structure, their customer journey is brilliant. But it's I wouldn't say it's necessarily the best for the customer, because it's a bit frustrating because I'm hoping that I've got everything. But for the business, it's amazing. Because once you join, yeah, you then go online, and then it's like, and then there's these different channels you can then join. So for example, would you like FX separately as well? Would you like ECB central bank fees? Would you like premium phone support? Would you like, you see what I mean? And it takes a journey, and their website, the way they do it, yeah, is like, you just keep spending fucking money, and you want to keep spending money because you're like, oh no, I need that. Oh no, I need that. And the quality of the first thing they've given you is exceptional, so you know you're going to get it in the second thing. Yeah, and then they do very clever things on billing. So sign up for this long, and then they, you know, a bit like we do, but we don't do anything like as they good as they. So take, you know, so all the stuff we do where we contact clients and say, right, do you want a 12-month? We'll give you this down, blah blah. It's all online. It's all there. Like you can sign up for a year, you get this. Sign up for a week, you get this. Sign up for a week, that. And then, you know, in the small print, you know, if you sign up for this, it's tied in. It's £1 for 3 months, and then it becomes £17. Blah blah blah. It's a brilliant, brilliant business model for us.
Okay. Well.
And I'll show you the logins and stuff, but like you see it, mate. Like you're signing up, like and I purposefully did it with porn because of a lot of my research and stuff. I know porn is makes a lot of money. Yeah, like sex sells, right? There's
Well,
also
yeah, I was going to say, because
upgrading.
the one thing you got to remember though is that they've got a different
Have they though? So basically, I've now signed up for the premium channel on All Asset. Yes. You've just told me we've got lots of smaller entities. So one of our channels that we would offer on the page that they always sign into is, would you like training? Boom, sign up with Jarrett Davis, or we do a deal with fucking
Yeah.
Amplify, whatever it is. It's this cross, the cross-selling ability.
That, yeah, indeed,
Absolutely
indeed,
amazing.
indeed, indeed, and I agree.
And we're doing it by you or others ringing people. And let's be honest, mate, it's worked amazing. Like, we've secured a lot of fucking 12-month deals. Not saying we've got it perfect, but it has helped us as a
Sure,
business, yeah?
sure.
But the amount of time that you have to put into that versus one dude clicking on a fucking,
Yeah.
something that's automated online,
Yeah.
we have to move to that model.
I think I know what you mean. Yeah.
Anyway, so again, that's
So.
just so we're now on product development. So now we're talking about that. We're like, somebody signed up, they take our feed, how are we making their thing better? So I agree, there's new products is one option, yeah? But there's new products and improved products.
Yeah,
You tell
sure.
me what you think, tell me what you think they are.
What the different things for improvement?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, I need to
But
sit down and have a think,
you
really.
say Flash, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, browsers still use Flash. So
Right,
why are you
okay.
so adamant to change Flash? Because actually, and not just that example, lots of websites I go to, they are all absolutely still dependent on Flash. Why are you so keen to move away from it? Are you reiterating Jason's words?
No, it's just that when people go to the site, they have to click on, they have to enable Flash to let it run, so that, to click on it and say allow, and it's just something I'd like to, make it easier for the client,
If you want my view, I agree with you. I do not think it's top tier decision. I don't think it's a critical, urgent, going to drive huge value tomorrow, because Flash is very widely accepted by a consumer. But I agree, yeah, it'd be lovely. Of course, we don't want to do that. I mean, even I can tell you, browsers case in point, I can get the fucking videos to load for about 3 days,
No, fair
knocking me
enough.
off. I'm mad. Anyway, I had to ultimately, I had to basically clear my cache. There were too many web windows open on my PC, various things like that. They were all answered in there. I didn't have to call them, but they do have a real-time chat, by the way, which we sort of do,
Yeah,
but
you
they do
do.
have a real-time chat. But also, they had an FAQ questions area. I went through those, did the things they told me, and it fixed it.
Yeah.
But it was a bit of a pain in the ass, which is the point you're making.
Yeah, sure. Make it
So,
easy for
okay.
the client, that's the thing.
But what are the complaints that we are currently getting from clients about our product and service?
Oh,
So I'll give you an example. So at the moment, from the States, from Brad, yeah,
blimey.
who, let's be honest, he's lost a lot of revenue, yeah.
No.
The complaints that he's feeding back, or he's saying his clients are feeding to him and they're feeding to me, we've lost our sizzle, we've lost our second tier value content, as in like interest rate is this, and then the
Right.
value underneath that. And I think we are, and I think we're suffering, like, to be honest with you, with the loss of, for very clear proprietary traders, yeah, I think the loss of various news services that other people or our competitors are stealing has hit us hard. Do you agree or not?
Don't know that I do. I remember. I remember when we got rid of Bloomberg that I was so much better. I was feeling so much better and more relaxed about the way we were operating because
But
we were
part of that's also,
operating
you say
because we
that
were operating.
hugely
Yeah, but
independently, but
and look how long ago it was that we got rid of Bloomberg. And there are people who come to us because we are better than the competition. We've had people who have left us and then they come back to us. I've had two returning clients sign up this week who went to the likes of LiveSquawk and have come back to us. And
So
so
I
so.
have I'm struggling a bit with this, right? Because effectively, here's what I'm seeing, and I'll know more in the next couple of days when the numbers fall out. But Brad's numbers have gone through the floor. Yeah. Our total business revenue has remained pretty stable. Yeah. Okay. Albeit our cash flow seems a bit tight at the moment, so I'm not quite sure. I can't really answer that because I'm not quite sure at the moment. which basically means that if our overall revenue is remaining pretty constant and the US has gone down a lot, it means that we've grown a bit in the European Union,
Sure.
right? Or with our EU stroke desk, yes. So my concern, what I'm struggling to understand, well, not struggling, I am struggling to understand, because ultimately, and you've just said it now, you feel much more comfortable, you feel happier selling Bloom, like without us doing anything dodgy, and la la la.
Absolutely.
There's two reasons for that, and bear in mind, mate, remember my name's on the tin here, so it's not something that I look at flippantly. And remember, I'm the guy that basically, against everybody standing up and saying, you're going to kill the business if you take Bloomberg away. I mean, that's pretty much what everyone said to me, isn't it? When we moved offices. Linton, everyone, they're like, if we don't have Bloomberg, mate, we're dead. We can't compete. I said, so be it, we die. Well, this is what happened. I'm telling you, this is what happened. I said, so be it, we die. I ain't willing to lose my fucking house. Okay? And yet, it seems that in the EU, we have survived that. I think we've sort of survived it because of some of the things that you've been saying, as in our client base has changed a bit. We have maybe smaller clients, blah, blah. But on the flip side, our US base, they're saying that effectively, albeit okay, it's taken a year or two to wind in, but it's almost killed. I'm not saying it's just this, by the way. Like our competitors may be doing better at ECB or blah, blah. Yes? Whatever. But it does seem to have had a dramatic effect in the US. Okay. So I've got, given that I'm not a markets person and I never portray to be an expert in the markets, what I'm struggling to understand is, so I can sort of understand it. European desk, yeah, fine. Maybe we've lost some clients that are the big banks or the big prop houses or whatever, yeah, because we don't have Bloomberg. But we've more than compensated it, and I'll be honest with you, predominantly via you, yeah. But I'm not happy with that, and I think you agree with me in terms of us being so reliant on you. Yeah. And you don't want that either, because actually, long term, mate, you want to know that you can get a fucking pension and take it easy and whatever. And I'm not making any promises to you, but I believe you deserve that. And I want to be able to provide you with that, like, even when you're not working here. Do you see what I mean? That would make me proud. Yeah, that's the kind of business I want to run, that the people that have worked for us hard and so on and been loyal, then they should. If you hit fucking 65 or whatever your fucking age is or whatever, then you should. And whether that's a pension or whether that's, retention of your client income or whatever. And you said this to me before. You were like, well, I hope that, I get, and this is part of the reason that Sonny and I fell out, was you and Brad and so on, because
Yeah.
they basically wanted to marginalize you, and they were like, well, fuck it, what other jobs are you going to get? And blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Of course.
And you know this. And to this day, despite whatever challenges we have, I'm proud of it, because I said to him, that's fucking disgusting, mate. Alec has worked fucking left the office at 10 o'clock at night for the last fucking God knows how many months, worked with me, given me all this fucking analysis. And what your plan is, what? Because he's 50, he can't go and get another job elsewhere, and he'll be grateful just to have a fucking paycheck. And therefore, we can renege on the deal that was made between him and Ranbir or whatever in the past. I said, that's fucking disgusting. And you know that. And that was a big reason. And it wasn't just you, it was Brad as well. And I think, like, ethically, you agree with me, don't you?
Of course I do.
So, and I stand by that. And I hope part of when you think about me as a person, you go, well, George stood up for me. That was part of the reason that George went to war, was it wasn't just because of you, mate, but there was part
Of course,
that
it was
mentality of
around the
just treating people
situation,
like pieces of meat. Yeah.
yeah,
It just wasn't what I'm interested in
I
being
know.
part of. Yeah. But the reality is, what's happened is, it seems that we may have lost some clients, big clients or whatever, in the European place, but we seem to have covered it by new clients. Yes. And actually, I always wanted to rebrand, but actually, I'm more nervous ever than rebranding today, because I think it takes a long time to build a brand that is embedded in Google and the search engines, such that when you search, they come up. That brand talk
There's
still
nothing wrong with the
fucking does.
brand. There's
Yeah, we've
nothing wrong
done
with the
very well.
brand.
But that's.
All of our consumers, all of our user clients, etc., recognize the brand
So I would like to change the
the
brand,
best
because
service.
I honestly believe that's just an arrogant ego thing for me. Do you agree?
What, wanting to change the brand?
Well, I would like it to be called World Squawk or
I see.
Global Squawk, or
Well, you see,
I don't want to be associated with Ranveer Singh, mate. So
Well,
there's a personal reason, but I actually think it's
there
called
are not many
Indian
people
Cricket
that do
Business does not
anymore,
want
so
to.
you know.
Yeah. So if you were to advise me today, Alec, should I change the brand?
I would say no.
A year or two ago, your answer to that was maybe. And do you know what? I would, if you asked me the same question reciprocally, I would say the same thing. In fact, I'd probably be more adamant. I'd say no, we definitely shouldn't play this around. Because that the name is built up over a long period of time. Okay, so but then I'm so basically that's the situation in Europe. I comprehend it, right? The problem is, we in the States, the same, the model hasn't reciprocated that. Okay. So we haven't lost a bunch of old clients and big clients and then replaced them with like smaller entities or whatever, and more than compensated. We've just lost the clients. Now, I know you might say this, for example, that's because I'm in the office every day and I take, to be fair, you get the incoming calls, right? And I know something I have touched on with you before. Maybe we should open the door of the US clients to Brad, maybe. Yes. You may say, no, I don't want to do that, whatever, we'll have a discussion, whatever, fine, right? I don't make decisions. Well, people think I make decisions in an ivory tower, but I really don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't be fucking spending this time talking to you as an example, yeah? But the reality is, in the States, yeah, they've lost all those prop houses and made no compensation for that. Now, you could argue that that is because Brad has been on the golf course. I don't think he plays golf, but you know what I mean.
He does
Metaphorically,
often.
been on the golf course, and therefore he's not been out there, blah blah. But help me with this: he doesn't get access to the incoming calls either, so he doesn't get that supply of incoming calls that you do, right? Let's be fair about it. That's true, isn't it?
Of course.
I also think he isn't sat at a desk from 7 in the morning. I mean, you're one of the first people to make these things don't go over my head, right? You're one of the first people to fucking turn up in the morning. You're one of the last people to leave. You're also the person that when, even though you leave quite late compared to everyone else anyway, when you and I had the fight with the whole Ranveer thing and you were helping with the analyst thing, you didn't leave at 7, you left at fucking 10. It doesn't go beyond me that when I call you, you phone me straight back. You know, the reason that you still, you know, you've made good money and all these things and blow on, you've worked hard, mate. And
Of course.
I know that, right? You know, but I have to fix this situation in the States. Like we, you know, we're hemorrhaging, whether it's Brad's fault or not. Well, I have to try and fix it, don't I? Like, I can't say I can, but if we're hemorrhaging those clients and he's not recovering it by getting individual clients, why is that the case? Now, Brad, I think, would blame it on product. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, of course it, he
it's
would.
easy. It's easy, right? It's an
Of
easy
course
blame.
he would.
And some of it, and the interesting thing is, you could be saying to me, because let's be honest, mate, if we still stole Bloomberg today in the in the European Union desk, on Minton's desk, yes, I imagine the opportunities and sales that you would have, and your numbers that you would earn each month, I think they would be bigger.
I'd always be fearful though
Well,
at
you wouldn't be fearful because it wouldn't be you anymore, buddy.
Well,
It wouldn't be you, but back in the day, it was,
I
yeah.
know, but about fearful that so you know, so that sort of thing is going to be discovered, and you've got another market news on your hands.
Well, exactly. That was so exactly. Yes.
So
And
why
who's
would
got
we
market share on their
expose
hands
ourselves
already?
to that risk?
So it's no longer going to, I mean, heaven forbid I said put something in your name, but have I ever? Whatever. In fact,
No,
actually,
no, no, but why
I
would we
remember
expose ourselves to that
when I left
risk?
Reuters and Bloomberg, if I remember rightly, I wrote to Reuters and Bloomberg and said absolutely nothing to do with Alec. He's been, you know, putting that
I get that. I
and
get that. I get that.
trying
I get that. It's
to
not
pay
it,
any debt that
the
he owes them
risk.
or whatever.
I don't mean the risk of the person who's put their name down for that terminal. I mean the risk to
Company.
the company for using that data. Why would we want to get involved with that when we're wanting to get into bed with the likes of the Bank of England, the Fed, etc., to be party of embargoed data and be trusted not to reveal it until the appointed time? Why would we want to put ourselves put that sort of responsibility at jeopardy by being involved with getting access to data from a firm who doesn't want us to have it.
Shall I tell you why? Because every single one of our fucking competitors is doing, and Bloomberg have been given the information about people stealing their business, and they said they're not going to bother doing anything. And therefore, we've got all our competitors on steroids, and we are working our fucking nuts off. And the problem is that I'm willing to live with that. I'm willing to be the guy on the Tour de
So,
France or
if
whatever.
Bloomberg
Hang
are willing for people
me
to.
out, hear me out, hear me out. I'm willing to be the Tour de France guy that doesn't, do what Armstrong did. I'm willing to do all of those things. Yeah. But what about when it starts to become for position? And I don't know this until I finish these numbers. What about when it becomes to a position that people I love and care about are at risk of losing their jobs because of fucking cheating competitors? It's a very, very difficult decision.
Sure.
And I know that you can, of course, you can imagine, like, mate, I don't, I've got my life before all of this. I didn't only pick this fight because I thought I'd stolen that 13 grand from my mum. That's what it started about, And I've tried to do the right thing in Bloomberg and so on, but it is hard, I'll be honest with you. And I am struggling. And what I'm trying to do is find a way to understand why are we losing so much in the States, mate? I'm asking you because I don't know.
Sure. Well, look, mate, I think it's a combination of, yeah, the bottom has fallen out of the prop desk market, and
Do you think?
Brad has just tried to continue with the market that he knows, which is a
And have you
dwindling
basically compensated
environment.
the drop in the prop market by looking at other markets?
Well,
Is
you've
that
got
what's happened?
Jarrett Davis in as a case in point. Jarrett Davis teaches people how to trade FX. He's based here in the UK. There are people in the States who teach people how to trade FX. There's nothing stopping Brad approaching firms like that and doing a similar Jarrett Davis deal. Right? He had something going in a way with a bit like that with Adam Passalia. Adam Passalia was always
But
Brad's
Adam Passalia is part of,
Jarrett Davis,
but Adam
basically.
Passalia is basically part of the group that's bought LiveScore.
Well, he is now, yeah, I know. But what I mean is, there's nothing stopping Brad from going out and sourcing other types of deals. It would just have to be from a segment of the industry that he's not previously been involved with. Perhaps he'll do it more now with from a because he's is it Brad's into crypto, isn't he? Because he was a
Yeah, we want
big proponent of us having a crypto channel when we were talking about that a few months ago.
Yeah, and I think we haven't been, I think we could have done better in terms of picking up those sort of opportunities. But, like take for example, like when Sam was with us and Sam started picking it up, then Sam rings me, I'm really keen to do it. Then 2 weeks later, Sam goes, oh, no, it's too much, I can't do it. La la la. But then Sam, when he left, was like, well, you had this crypto idea that never happened, as an example. Like, I wanted to see things like that drive forward. I said, Sam, you were the reason that we dropped the crypto idea because you said it took too much resource and all these kind of things. He's like, well, no, but then we should have set up something and put resources into something else and it's like it's a separate part and blah, blah. And I said, but mate, you're telling me this now when you've just handed in your resignation. Why aren't you telling? Like, I can't guess this shit. Like, and I'm a markets guy. Like, you've got to share this stuff, right? So, case in point. But, this conversation is helping a lot, but it's also confirming a lot of things that I already kind of, I guess, sort of believed. But then Brad will come back and say, well, but I don't get the same opportunity Alec gets because I don't get the incoming calls, as an example. How would you respond to that if you were me?
His remit was never to take incoming calls. His remit was to go out there and get business, for which he's rewarded, handsomely, 30% IB.
Do you think we, the incoming call, well, so let's take you. You were asked to take the incoming calls. Yes. That's why you were asked to come into the office. That's why you were given a £1,500 thing. That's why you still pick up all the stuff that arguably, from my point of view, like you say, you pick up customer support, you move your laser around, you help with problems with the IT, blah, blah. Right? That's part of that £1,500, arguably. Yes. But whether it is or it's not, that's
Yeah,
the
no,
issue.
it is. That's right.
Right. I think you know that you're in a good position. Like, I think your role in the company, your opportunities are good. I think there's lots of things you'd change. I think we're raising some of them on this conversation, blah, blah,
Yeah. But also
blah.
remember
But
my
you've
IB
bought.
for that, my IB for those answering the phone calls, the sales from that is 10%, not 30.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
Now this, and I was just about to go on and say, but, and I'm not blowing sunshine up your ass, mate. But I, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm actually not, take this as a mate saying it to you, not as a business thing. I actually think as a mate, you're my mate, and hopefully I know that, I hope you know that I'm yours. And I think you've done that and beyond. If you want my honesty, and I should, like, you understand that by saying that statement, I almost shoot myself in the foot, because why would I want to compliment you? I should be saying you're a bit shit, and we should say, share these open and open all these things up, and just say your 1500 should be more like 8 quid. No, but you see what I mean? Like, if I was trying to fuck you, yeah, and just make money for the business and blah, 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 and I wasn't me, yes, I could say those things. But look, my heart, which is the way I mostly make decisions and consider how I feel about people, and also, mate, because, and it does buy, it has bought you credibility with me in a big way. I also don't forget those hours, mate, in the office. You and I worked our fucking nuts off to work out what had been stolen, what the amounts were, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Maybe I do have to come to you one day and go, mate, for the benefit of the company, I have to cut your 1500. Let's just say I had to do that. Yeah. No, hear me out. You wouldn't like it, right? Or I have to do something else you don't like. Yeah. Well, you can be pissed at me, but I will never, I hope you will understand that I would never do that unless I felt I had to do it in the interest of business. As an example, I'm just, these aren't plans, by the way. I'm just telling you, like, party pen.
Yes.
You know, but like, you know, but also, like, think about it on the flip side. Like, I spoke to Aubrey earlier today, and he hurt my feelings, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I was saying, look, like, a similar conversation to I'm having with you, and I'm like, look, if I people go, but I said, well, look at it, mate, like, imagine this scenario. We've got to cut costs, otherwise we don't protect the call people. So it's you or Ruth. Yeah, you got that decision. Like, it's a hard decision. Like, let's be honest, mate, it'd be great if we could recruit 400 people that needed jobs, yeah, but let's just say hypothetically that was a scenario. And he's like, well, then obviously me, a bit like you would say, obviously you. And I said, well, I think I finished the sentence by saying, well, then obviously I'm not going to fucking sack you, am I? I'm going to have to let Ruth go in that scenario, you know, hypothetical. And he went, well, I don't believe that, but whatever. I.e., he doesn't believe it, I won't sack him. Yeah.
Really?
Well, that was his flippant statement. Yeah.
All right, okay.
And I said, well, that's my feelings, but. Okay, fine. I can't make you believe, because I've had conversations with Aubrey. I think Aubrey misses me being there. Like, in the past, when Aubrey's been struggling, I used to have conversations with him and go, come on, mate. I can see you're not okay. I go, no, I'm fine. I go, no, you're not. I go, no, I'm fine. I go, no, you're not. And then we'd get into actually the reality. Like, he's one of those people who tries to always say things are okay, you know. And I think he does miss that. And I said, well, look, I can't convince you otherwise, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I said, you don't have to fucking believe me. It's a bit like with you, mate. At the end of the day, I'm an intelligent person, right? I'm not, even if you don't trust me, fine. Yes, that makes me sad. It does. It does make me sad on a personal level. Yeah. But I'm also not a fucking idiot, mate. I'm
Yeah,
fully
sure.
aware that. Do you think it would be a smart move by George to get rid of Aubrey or Alec at the moment?
No.
Of course, it'd be fucking lunatic. It'd be lunacy. You might as well just fucking walk in and blow a bomb up in the office. You know, so you don't even have to trust me. Just maybe have some respect for my intelligence.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but who doesn't trust you then?
I've been blamed for a lot of stuff, mate. Don't really want to get into it. I
No,
can look
fair
at
enough,
the
fair enough, fair enough.
letter and some. Look, mate, the other day, I'm proud of who I am. I've had a hard time, like this fight with Rambier and Sonny, mate, you know, doing the 100 hours a week and whatever it was, and even still doing it now, all the accounts, whatever. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I stood up because I believe in my principles. I still stand by them. I'm proud of what I did. Andrew Adronicu, who was the guy that took out, he like did all the insolvency stuff, he said, and he didn't say it as a compliment, he said, George, your problem is that everybody knows you. I said, what does that mean? goes, well, you know, they know you well enough to manipulate decisions for their benefit because they know how you'll react. So I said,
Right.
what the fuck does that mean, mate? And he said,
Oh, they know how to get the best out of
he
you,
said,
basically.
well, he said, you care. You make your decisions with your heart. You care. And that means if they know that that's how you'll make your decisions, then they know how to manipulate a situation. And I went to my mum and said, and I told her the story, and I was incredibly proud of it. That's the truth. And he didn't say it to me as a compliment.
Kind
He
of
said
rather be that way. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know
he
what you
told it to me
mean.
as a weakness. And I said, but
But you'd rather be that way, yeah.
yeah, I also believe the relationships and the strength, like the strength I have in my life, yeah, is partly down to I'm a resilient. I don't ever back down where my principles are concerned,
Quite,
in
yeah.
whatever cost it comes to me at, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a fool in some ways because,
No, you're
in many ways, mate, I should have sold the business the day we moved to WeWork back to Schneider. Would have been a much easier life for me and for my family. Yeah, that's the
Yeah.
truth. That's the truth.
Well, yeah, but
Do I
then, oh
regret
well,
it?
whatever.
No, because it ain't fucking me.
No.
Yeah? And I'd rather be penniless and have not a fucking thing and believe in the values and the fucking principles that I was taught by my father. And I'd
Yeah.
rather he look down at me from someplace up there and say,
Say good on you.
and also for every thing that people like Andrew Adronicu or other people think, as in you should be more like Schneider and more business savvy and whatever. See, for every person that everything that I lose on that, I think I'm always 2 points ahead because my relationships are fucking real. And
Yeah.
there's a reason. Even now with Stuart, I'll tell you, even though you and Stuart don't always see eye to eye, yeah.
No,
And I've had massive runs in
he's
with
a good
Stuart.
salesperson, there's no doubt about it.
But
No
also
doubt
to be
about it.
listened, he hasn't actually ever betrayed me.
No.
Like he slagged me off, he may have fucking talked to people about me about being a cunt, whatever, yeah. And largely that was a lot to do with his contract because I was unwilling to relinquish things in the contract because I felt that they would merit the business. And also, when I put pen to paper, I'm a pedantic bastard. Like as in, I will always screw you to the ground on paper, but then my goodwill will. I always want to be in the strongest position legally, but
Yeah,
I'll never
okay.
really hold you to that,
Yeah, sure.
yeah. And Stuart and I have retained a relationship because of that,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I have actually never fucked him over, and although he thought I was going to or was trying to or whatever, if you actually look back at the history now, you'll see actually that all ever George ever did was actually be kind and fucking. So I'll give you a case in point. 7,500 he owed to his criminal lawyer, right? A lady
Right.
I introduced him to that I'd used in the past, something I had in my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, well, why should Ran pay for that money? Like, that's your personal issue with what Harry has taken against you. Yeah. So why would Ran pay for that? It's not a business thing. It's not a business cost. Not like it's a flight to Cyprus for business development. Basically, you have £7,500 fucking lawyer fees because you and Harry are fighting. Yeah.
Yeah,
In
I
the
get
end, what
you.
happened with that? Because he was under so much stress and whatever. So I basically wrote it off. I said, fine, we'll lend you the money. And then I said, fine, let's just write it off as consultancy fees. Yeah.
Right.
That's one example of
Right.
so many things, mate. Yeah. And I don't agree that I don't think that the company should have paid for that, if you want my honest truth. But I also saw a man that was almost completely fucking broken with
Yeah.
his had two strokes. His wife now's like just a pacemaker fit or whatever,
So
you
right.
know. And he is a fucking mate. And I've told him this. I'd say if he was on this call, I'd tell him just like I said, mate, you're a fucking pain in the ass sometimes. Yeah. And I'm sure you can say the same thing about me. But I've never reneged on that deal. And the reason that Stuart will still answer the phone or call me back like you do
Yeah.
is because when he looks back, he also sees that.
Yeah, surely.
So hard to stand up against things. In the same way, it was so hard to say, let's not fucking use Bloomberg. But you
Yeah.
know, and everyone at the time was like, we fail, we'll never survive, la la la.
Well,
It's
that's
true,
not
isn't it?
happened. That's not
But
happened.
it's not what happened, partly, and it comes back to, so let's get back to business. The reality is what's happened in Europe. So now I'm saying, why the fuck have we not been able to replicate the changes in Europe, in the States? And I want your honest opinion. And I think part of it is because you think Brad's not going out and developing those new relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Is
it
that true?
is.
Is that
Yeah,
what
I'm
happened?
sure of it. I mean, as I say, as I mentioned, that there are plenty of people who teach people how to trade in the States, and that's not been an avenue that Brad's pursued.
So let me ask you something else. Why, but I am actually proposing now that you, Brad, and I have a conversation and you explain that to him. Explain,
Yeah, sure.
since we've lost Bloomberg, how
Sure.
you say to him, yes, we have incoming calls, but that's only part of it.
Yeah, sure. And I think
And
also, Brad's, remember, Brad picked up off of Dan Gunsberg when I first started
not
working.
an idiot. Brad hasn't really sold anything, has he?
Yeah, so he just
No,
leverages the relationships that are already there.
he made a good deal with Dan, picked up a book, and he's lived off it.
Exactly. And then, of course, people move from one firm to another, and he picks them up at the new firm and does the business growth thing. But he's not a cold caller. He doesn't pick up the phone and call people who he doesn't know. That doesn't seem to be his style.
He needs to, otherwise he ain't gonna have a fucking income.
Not needs to. No. It's easy to blame something else or somebody else, like the product or I don't know, Jace, whatever. But at the end of the day, you just have to deal with what it is that you've got on your plate today. And if that's what you're eating, that's what
Like
you're
he
eating.
can't believe, and in some ways I'm surprised by it. Yeah, he can't believe that our revenue has stayed fairly constant given the amount of business he's lost. He can't understand that.
No.
And I think the answer is what we've just been talking about, isn't it? That
Surely,
we,
exactly.
whether through incoming calls or whether through things that we've done or whatever, our ability to adapt to new customers and
Yeah.
new market has enabled that. And ultimately, he, and I think part of it is, like, I also think there's like belief. So if I go out and sell something and I fundamentally fucking believe in it, like when you talk about selling, right? Yeah, in when we chat now, I don't really listen to your conversations. I don't know what you say, but I know that in your heart of hearts, you're like, we have a quality service and
Of
this is
course we
what
do.
we do,
Yeah.
right? And I think that he has lost that because I
Yeah, if
think
he that you lose a
because of
spark.
Bloomberg
Yeah.
there, he's
Yeah.
almost going trying to go, yeah,
And
you've got a quality
yeah,
product.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, if you lose a spark, then you lose a spark, and people pick up on that in subliminally or whatever. But
But he
and
tells
that
me
could be
this guy's
part of it. But
cancelled, and he's told me he's cancelled for this reason, and he tells me that he will then just when he speaks, I go, yeah, well, I can't really defend it. That's not really great, is it, from a
No,
salesperson for business?
no, no. So anyway.
Okay, cool. So maybe we should have a chat with him,
Yeah, I
yeah,
don't mind doing
with
that.
you,
I don't
and
mind
just
doing
say,
that.
look, this is how the market's changed. This is how I've been able to maintain revenue. Yes, it is different, and. And I do still believe we should be out there doing white labels, and I do think we should be doing more on proactive sales, and I think you'll probably agree with me.
Yeah.
But we have at least been able to continue, stay alive, function, develop new sales, perhaps in a slightly different arena. And maybe that's why we need this fucking customer support person you're talking about, because now it isn't 10 big banks, now it's 100 small
Yeah.
entities, three people. Yeah?
Yeah,
So we have
of course.
like it with that, blah blah. But that
Yeah.
is what you're saying to me, correct
Yeah,
or not?
definitely. Definitely.
Okay, cool. I'll let you go, mate. It's
All right,
Friday.
mister. Well,
See
it's
you tomorrow.
Friday and I've got a beer to go and have.
Go have a beer, mate. And thank you for your honesty and counsel as always.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
I might can ask, would you be willing if you, could I maybe get half an hour with you on Sunday with Brad? I know it's the weekend and I'm sorry. If not, could it be Monday morning?
Monday, yeah, well, Monday morning with Brad is difficult, but Monday afternoon, evening, the Sundays in generally are a bit of a poo because I do tango in the morning, tango at noon, and then tango at night, would you believe? We have private lessons.
Why are Monday mornings an issue?
Sorry?
Why are Monday mornings an issue?
Because Brad's in New York, it's 5 hours behind, so 8 o'clock is
Okay,
three
so
in the
what about,
morning.
say, midday Monday?
Yeah, so
Chat, mate, it's just chat, really.
whenever's going to be good for Brad, I'm happy to fit in. It really isn't a problem. It really
Okay,
isn't a
cool, we're
problem.
done. I'll try and call you.
I'm all for helping him, increase his revenues, because increasing his revenues is increasing the company's revenues, and that's what we need to do. So
Well, and then increasing company revenues mean we have more money for development, means we can get a better products, more products, blah blah.
etc., etc., etc. So all
Yeah,
good.
and also
And
that you have.
Saturdays, of course, I see Aiden, so my 12-year-old.
Call you over the weekend. Yeah, it will be an urgent matter. I doubt you will hear from me. I imagine the probability of hearing from me is 1%.
Of course, no worries.
I respect your weekend. Enjoy it.
All right,
Have a
mate.
nice
Likewise, take care.
time. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Take care, buddy.
All right, bye.